If you're like me, you're living with a constrained pocket, living hand to mouth every month. So the idea of taking out a personal loan is very attractive. And actually, what TransUnion South Africa has found is that personal loans have increased about 53.1% in the third quarter of this year. And that is, as I say, according to their latest report. And I've got Carmen Williams, who's the Director of Research and Consulting at TransUnion South Africa, to help break down some of the trends they're seeing in terms of consumer borrowing and spending. Carmen, many thanks for your time this evening. Perhaps start with some of the salient points that the report reveals about this particular issue in terms of taking out personal loans in the third quarter.
Thanks for having me. Yes, indeed, as you mentioned, we did see a massive growth in new bank personal loan originations. They grew by 53% year on year. And in fact, it was the only credit product that grew from a new account perspective. All the other major products like credit cards, home loans, vehicle and asset finance, there was all negative growth when it comes to originations. And it was only bank personal loans where we saw this massive growth. And interestingly enough, we have actually seen this growth pick up over the last few quarters, where it trended above 30% for the last few quarters and ultimately accumulating to 53% in the latest quarter. And we do certainly see that this is an indication of a strong demand for credit by consumers. Really, in difficult economic times, consumers often use personal loans as a source of liquidity to help pay other bills and to fund day-to-day expenses.
Yeah, and I mean, you've just mentioned that they're very briefly, but talk us through the delinquency rates, rather, of personal loans in particular. I see that there's a bit of a mixed picture here, but what do you think is very prevalent here? Is it deteriorating, I guess, is what I want to know.
Indeed. We are seeing that deterioration specifically come through for non-bank personal loans. For non-bank personal loans, we've seen delinquencies for accounts who in arrears by three consecutive months, we've seen this increase by 590 basis points over the last year. That's a massive increase, and that gives an indication that consumers are indeed struggling when it comes to making payment. And further to that, we have seen delinquencies increase across most credit products, specifically in longer term financial commitment products like home loans and vehicle and asset finance. We see this product delinquencies deteriorating the fifth consecutive quarter, and for vehicle and asset finance, this has certainly been an ongoing trend, and we've seen delinquencies deteriorate for the past 3 years.
Can I just ask you to move around a little bit? Your line is fading there on us at a couple of moments during your answer. And as you do that, but just consider this. What about the trends we're seeing in non-bank loans? I see that you mentioned that in your previous answer. Bank loans and non-bank loans, consumers probably going to non-bank loans because they're more likely to be approved. But obviously, interest rates here are much higher, and that, of course, would increase that delinquency rate.
Yes, that's correct. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better now, yes.
Okay, great. Yes, indeed. For non-bank personal loans, we have seen this massive increase in delinquencies over the last year. As you rightly mentioned, these personal loans are generally more easier to access. Lenders who lend to consumers who are looking for non-bank personal loans generally have, these consumers generally have a higher risk profile. As a result, these loans need to be priced accordingly. So we do see interest rates quite high there. And as we've seen with the tough economic conditions currently, you know, any sort of shocks, an increase in interest rates or an increase in rate hikes from an electricity perspective, any of these shocks will affect this particular market more so. And we are seeing that play out in the increase in delinquencies too.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, just based on what you would have seen in terms of the current economic climate, it's not set to improve in the medium and hopefully not in the long term. But what do you expect you'll see in terms of the behavior of consumers and their undertaking of loans, whether it be on personal loans, mortgages, and also consumers that unfortunately would get into situations where they are unemployed and the like?
Yeah, those are really important factors to take into account for sure. And what we do foresee going forward is that, I mean, the volatile economic conditions are expected to persist. With the current load shedding, we do expect this to have a knock-on effect on GDP for the fourth quarter. We've also seen unemployment rates at 16-year high of 29.1%. And all of this puts pressure on already squeezed wallets. We do expect to see this increase balances continue as consumers become more and more reliant on credit to make ends meet. Having said that, we also expect to see delinquencies come through as all these economic factors and these dynamics come to play.
A little bit of a grim picture that you're painting for us there, Carmen. The idea that consumers are relying a little bit more on credit to make ends meet and to just live day to day. There we were talking about personal loans increasing by a staggering 53.1% year on year in the Q3 report, which is compiled by TransUnion. And I was, of course, talking there to Carmen Williams, who's the Director of Research and Consulting at TransUnion South Africa.